Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the national greatness has been under assault by what is called a woke culture, or at least a woke approach to culture. There are now attempts, and serious attempts, by one of the nation's largest states and most prominent governors, Ron DeSantis in Florida, to block woke imposition of ideas on our students. There are some examples of that, of teachers actually coaching people to switch genders without the parents' consent or knowledge. Stunning case in California. And there is much more. We will take a look quickly at the Ron DeSantis, what is called the Stop Woke Act. And he uses woke as an acronym to spell out Wrongs Against Our Kids and Employees Act. It doesn't really work because you have to have the against in there, which so it's woke. But in any event, it's still a worthy piece of legislation, and certainly it's going to attract, I think, a lot of well-deserved conservative support. We will be talking about that. We'll be talking about the new dark ages, which is the result of some of the cultural extremes of the left. And speaking of cultural extremes, there's a professor and others at New York University, one of America's most expensive places to attend college and graduate school, if not necessarily one of the best. But at New York University, they make the point that the entire transgender emphasis that we have right now, and the idea of sexuality being fluid and being non-binary and being indefinable, all of that is part of a communist revolution. Now, this is not somebody who's opposed to that revolution. It's somebody who is in favor of it, who is a faculty member again at NYU. We will get to that story as well. There's also a question of a Capitol rioter and life coach who has been sentenced to 60 days in prison and has been preparing by researching life behind bars. We will get to that issue also. And there's also a new indications of what we are actually up against when it comes to opposition here, not in terms of domestic politics, but international politics. Russia and China proclaiming everlasting brotherhood and cooperation. Cooperation in what? In actually opposing and destroying, ultimately, the United States of America. It's unbelievably forward, directly part of an event with Putin and Xi, the leaders of Russia and China, meeting with one another to promote this new anti-American agenda. We'll talk about that with Ilan Berman, who's been on the show frequently. He is involved as a vice chairman of the League in Defense of Democracy, which needs some defense right now. And even today, in our own country, yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, who continues to show up usually as number two in Republican preferences for the presidential nomination for 2024. President Trump is number one, but DeSantis shows up. And he is trying to advance, I think, that particular project with another project meant to stop wrongs against our kids and employees. Here is the governor talking about the new legislation he is promoting yesterday. Listen, 17A.
With the rise of this woke ideology is an attempt to really delegitimize our history and to delegitimize our institutions. And I view the wokeness as a form of cultural Marxism. They want to tear... they want to just, it's not just, you know, people say, oh, you know, they're leftists or socialists. It's not just like taxes and all that. Yeah, they do want that, and that's not good. But they really want to tear at the fabric of our society and our culture and things that really we've taken for granted, like the ability of parents to direct the upbringing of their kids. So this is really, really significant.
And part of what he is attempting to do with this legislation is it would deny the opportunity of any money for K-12 or higher education coming from the state of Florida being shoveled off to the, quote, cottage industry of critical race theory consultants who speak often and give guidance to school systems. In other words, if you're paying for education, you pay for education, not for anti-American indoctrination. And DeSantis said, we won't allow Florida tax dollars to be spent teaching kids to hate our country or to hate each other. We also have a responsibility to ensure that parents have the means to vindicate their rights when it comes to enforcing state standards. Finally, we must protect Florida workers against the hostile work environment that is created when large corporations force their employees to endure CRT-inspired training. The legislation would also prohibit staff, employees, or teachers in the education system from being forced to listen to CRT training in Florida schools. In other words, the idea is that it would be possible, if you want to spend your time listening to some of this training about how to handle your white privilege and to make up for it, but you can't be compelled to participate. Which seems to me a worthy goal. 1-800-955-1776. Governor DeSantis yesterday also said this about the real goal of the legislation that he is now putting forward. Listen.
They want to delegitimize the founding of the country and the institutions, and they basically want to replace it with a very militant form of leftism that would absolutely destroy this country if that ever took hold. And so we have a responsibility to stand for the truth, to stand for what's right, and we're doing that, and we've put more resources and emphasis on teaching civics, on teaching people about American history, but we also have to protect people and protect our kids from some very pernicious ideologies that are trying to be forced upon them all across the country. So earlier this year, I directed the Florida Department of Education to prohibit critical race theory in our K-12 schools.
Okay, and I know that the answer to this is he's mischaracterizing critical race theory. He doesn't really know what it's about. It's not that complicated. I mean, even if you spend time reading some of these big tomes or looking at some of the curricula that they lay forward when they are trying to promote critical race theory, what it basically is saying is the most important thing about you, because America has such a deep, institutionalized, systemic racism, the most important thing about you is your skin color. And that defines who you are, either as an oppressor or as one of the oppressed. Now, this is invidious. And there are leading black scholars who have called it out as invidious. And giving time to those more mainstream, and when I say mainstream, what basically is backed up by research and reality and history, which is that, yes, America has a racist past, and yes, undeniably, we have made gigantic progress from it. For someone to suggest that it is impossible for black people to escape oppression is actually destroying and undermining the advancing black achievement, which has been part of American life for a long time. We will get to some of that and to a charge by Joel Kotkin, who's an interesting sort of independent political thinker, who says that some of these attacks on American education are pushing us to a new dark ages. How is that? We will get to that and much more coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It's a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. Part of the joys of the season is everybody rushing around and having extremely busy days and looking forward to having more family days and relaxing days, at least a few of them. This year it's terrific that Christmas Eve actually falls on a Friday, and then, of course, Christmas Day is on a Saturday, which means that many people can have an extended weekend, and I hope that includes you. There's also, by the way, another subject that we're going to take up today, which is all these people in what's called the Great Resignation, leaving work, retiring at an early age, deciding to spend time at home, influenced by the pandemic. There are millions of them. Question's interesting. How do they pay for it? What happens to the income that you used to get from working? We will get to that issue as well on the Michael Medved Show. The Florida Education Association, the teachers' union in Florida, has issued a response to Governor DeSantis with his bid yesterday to ban critical race theory, basically to ban wokeness in public schools funded by public taxpayer money. And what the full statement says from the Florida Education Association, from the president of the Florida Education Association, his name is Andrew Spar. He says, teachers are trained and experienced in educating children, and they have a duty to prepare their students to be successful contributors to society. Teachers should have the freedom to teach honest, complete facts about historical events like slavery and civil rights without being censored by politicians. The governor's announcement today goes against this fundamental American value. All Florida's children should receive a fact-based education that doesn't change depending on their zip code. Okay, yes, I think that's true. But again, what you're talking about here is not teaching children about racism and civil rights. It's important to teach them about that. But not to teach them a theory connecting all of this to the idea that the key institution that allowed the establishment of the United States was slavery, which, given the incredibly small percentage of all slaves who were taken out of Africa, whoever had anything to do with the United States, who were either carried on American ships or went to American destinations, they didn't. They went to Spanish countries, they went to Portuguese colonies, and they went in by the millions to French and British colonies in the Caribbean. And in fact, a lot of the American black population today is people who have come here from nations in what used to be called the West Indies. But in any event, that's a different story. The deeper story about the idea of teachers having free rein at elementary schools or middle schools or high schools to influence children, their students, in a direction that the teachers want, that the parents may desperately not want, is illustrated by this case in Spreckles, California. Spreckles is a relatively small town in Monterey County. It's right near Salinas, California. So it's central California. It's not L.A. or San Francisco. But yesterday, the parent of a former student in the Spreckles Union School District delivered a scathing speech against members of the school board, stating the teachers at the school had pushed and affirmed her daughter's transgender identity without talking to her first. And this is not just a matter of opinion. It's changing her name in class and changing her pronouns in class without informing, and this is a girl who's 12 years old, without informing her parents at any point about what they were doing. Jessica Conan alleged that school staff indoctrinated her then 12-year-old daughter in an LGBTQ club disguised as, quote, an equality club. And what's most shocking is the teachers in this particular school had actually gone through the emails and the websites and Facebook postings of their students to look for potential trans recruits. It's just an unbelievable story. And again, all of this in the name of equality. Conan said that she believes that one of the teachers had invited her daughter to join in a lunch hour equality club session, and they then began affirming that her daughter was in fact transgender. Listen to the mom's speech last night in front of staff and parents. This is 12, number one.
Let these teachers come in and act as if they have nothing wrong. They've done nothing wrong. A mistake? How long of a mistake? How many mistakes are we going to take before my child almost lost her life? They didn't tell me that my child was suicidal. You allowed these teachers to open their classrooms teaching predatory information to a young child, a mindful child that doesn't even know how to comprehend it all. How do you not know what was going on your own campuses? Did you think that no parent would ever come forward? You will not quiet me today. I will stand here today and protect my child along with every other child who has not come forward yet. Do they have psychiatry degrees that I was unaware of? Because I didn't hire them. Okay, I did not hire them to sit there and nitpick my child's brain. You took away my ability to parent my child, even before I had any knowledge. I didn't even get to show support. You asked for support, I didn't get a chance. You planted seeds, Ms. Caldera, and Ms. Baraki, Mr. Brooks, and you, Ms. Tagarin. Your job was to educate my child in math, science, English, etc. Do your job and let me do mine.
The fact that these teachers were involved with the so-called Equality Club meeting at lunch hour really does make it part of the school curriculum, in effect. And the fact that girl was 12? At 12 isn't even usually puberty. I mean, wouldn't it make you upset? I know she sounds upset. She concluded her speech this way.
They assumed that my child needed your aid and resources. They pushed it in the face. And tonight, I will stick up for her. Ms. Caldera, you're guilty. Ms. Baraki, you're guilty. You changed her personal documentation, her gender, her name, her email. I authorized an AKA added to her attendance because I wanted to be supportive. But guess what? She's allergic to bees. Her medical record says a birth name, and you changed it. Who administers that now?
Okay, her medical records changed her name and her gender without the mother's knowledge? That sounds outrageous, but there's so much going on outrageous in our schools. It's pushing us, says Joel Kotkin, to a new dark ages. We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVet Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travel numbers are starting to be on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019. That's according to AAA, which estimates more than 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. From December 23rd to January 2nd, more than 100 million are expected to drive despite high gas prices. A Baltimore police officer is in critical condition after being targeted in an ambush-style shooting on Wednesday night. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott saying the gunman's arrest will send a message to others who believe they can disregard laws in the city.
We will not allow folks who just think that they can take out anybody in our city, and especially when you're talking about people who go out to protect us each and every day.
The officer is getting life-saving surgery. No suspects have been named in the shooting. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Pleasure to welcome back to the show Joel Kotkin, who has been with us on a number of occasions. His most recent book is The Coming of Neo-Feudalism, A Warning to the Global Middle Class. And Mr. Kotkin is the Roger Hobbs Presidential Fellow in Urban Futures at Chapman University in California. And he's also Executive Director of the Houston-based Urban Reform Institute. And your book is about feudalism, and you've written a powerful piece that everybody ought to read. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com, which also talks about the age of feudalism, the Dark Ages, and you suggest that we are in danger of being pushed by wokeism back to a new Dark Ages. In what way, Joel?
Okay, well, I think there are several things that are parallel. One, of course, one of the characteristics of the medieval period was declining literacy. Actually, literacy went down after the classical era, and even in medieval Europe, particularly in the early periods, there were kings who couldn't read and write. So this was pretty widespread. The second thing is, among those who actually can read, there are also people who are who basically have a very orthodox point of view, and you can't really have a conversation. And then you have a campaign, a concerted campaign, to really take away from young people the appreciation of classical cultures of all kinds. It doesn't have to be just, you know, Western culture. It could be reading, you know, Confucius. I mean, there are lots of things. It's almost as if, and this was one of the great characteristics of the Middle Ages, is as if history had come to an end. And of course we also have I didn't get into this as much in the article, but there's all this kind of end times thing. I mean, the majority of young people around the world think the world's going to come to an end in the next 20 or 30 years anyway. So I guess there's no reason to read Plato.
Well, again, you make, when you say reading Plato, you have a stunning statistic here, which is confirmable, which is that over half of American adults have a reading level below the sixth grade.
Right.
Now, how can that be? Because a majority, great majority of American adults have had more years in school beyond the sixth grade. How is it that the reading level could possibly be so low? And it, of course, has been getting lower, right?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, we've had a tremendous deterioration in the quality of education, and anybody who teaches, particularly in it, where it affects things like history or philosophy, it's pretty evident. But the other thing is that you have a lot of people who are out there graduating with essentially no skills, and that's becoming easier and easier. And then the other thing is, you know, your brain is kind of like a muscle in some weird way. I mean, you could be a great high school football player and then not get off the couch for the next 40 years, and you're going to end up as a fat slob. It's just the way it is. Well, you know, you may have had even a decent education, but if you don't, you know, if you never pick up a book, then, you know, you're always going to be functionally illiterate. I mean, I have friends who have children who are researchers at places like Yale and UCSF who have not opened a book for pleasure since high school. I mean, and if you don't do that, if you're not, and of course, I think these are going to be people who are going to fall into Mark Zuckerberg's, you know, idiotic metaverse and lose themselves and never actually have to use their imaginations like you do when you read.
Is some of the obsession with social media and the whole arrival of the internet, do you think that has helped to make books irrelevant to more people?
Yes, for sure. I mean, this enormous drop in the number of people who read corresponds almost completely with social media. Look, I know, with my own children, once social media happened, the kids who were very loved to read, you know, my younger daughter loved the Greek myths. She wasn't as interested. Now I think she's starting to pick it up again. But I do think that with social media, it sort of fills this gap in people that used to be filled by reading a book, playing a board game, you know, things that really made you have to think for yourself. Instead, you immerse yourself in this universe where everything is given. Oh, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to date the most beautiful girl in history. Well, I don't have to actually go and work hard to go date that beautiful girl. I can do it in the metaverse, and I don't have to work on it at all.
Okay, one of the things that somebody could look at your piece and your book and say, well, there's a contradiction here. On the one hand, you're lamenting the fact, and I think every thinking person can, that people don't read much anymore. There's the closing of the American mind that Alan Bloom wrote about decades ago. That's happening. But isn't the 1619 project, for instance, or a lot of this politically correct agitation to basically educate people in anti-American principles, don't they encourage people to read? Just to read really crummy books?
Well, as I said in the piece, you know, there now many schools, you don't read anything that is before 1990. I am astounded, even when I talk to young people on the left, you know, which is some of my own background, they haven't read Marx. They've read a bolderized version that was sort of presented to them they don't read original documents. They don't read the major histories. Yeah, 1619, you could pass a fraud like 1619 through only with a population of teachers who themselves don't know any history. I mean, anyone who knows history knows that slavery was not the basis of the U.S., that the revolution started in New England where slavery was kind of a non-factor. And to roll this whole thing out, you can only pass this kind of fraud out when you have an ignorant public. Just like, you know, preachers in the Middle Ages coming up with conspiracy theories and the end of the world. Well, because people didn't know anything, and of course they couldn't read the Bible because they couldn't read.
And again, one of the things that is fascinating is, and it's a point that I know that you make in your book, is that part of what ended the Dark Ages was Gutenberg's printing press. The idea that you all of a sudden could distribute books to a wider public, that this knowledge was no longer secret by and handled only by some educated elite. What's the equivalent going to be for our deliverance now?
Well, I once believed, and many other people, my good friend, the late Alvin Toffler, certainly wrote about this, that the Internet was the basis for this kind of democratization of information. It didn't turn out that way. We never would have thought 20 years ago, when the Internet was just going, and I was already writing about it and had been covering Silicon Valley for years, we always thought that this would be a proliferation of views. We never thought that four companies or five companies would dominate virtually every part of the information economy and increasingly buy out whatever the vestigial organs of that were left over from the legacy media. We never thought this would be possible. I mean, the funny thing is that we now may have greater enforced conformity with the Internet than we had before, and it wasn't perfect before. Now, there are some good things happening, but...
And maybe you can come back soon to talk about those good things. It's a pleasure speaking to you, Joel. Happy holiday season, and a very, very good weekend to you. We will be right back for more on the new Dark Ages, end of the world, coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about reading books for pleasure, which is something that Joel Kotkin was just talking about, I would urge people to go to MedvedHistoryStore.com or to MichaelMedved.com, because we have, there are 14 different books that I have written. There are another 5 that my wife has written and one we wrote together. But I think those are books that many people do read for pleasure, and I would hope that you would be among them. And you can have access to some of the material directly from those books at the Medved History Store, streaming, read by me, for free, and just as a Medhead member. And right now we've had a rush coming up because people are buying Medhead Plus memberships for Christmas gifts. And that's a great idea. Check it out. It actually costs the purchaser 11 cents, 22 cents a day for a year. And that gives you free access 24/7 for a year. It's a pretty remarkable deal. Check it out at our website at MichaelMedved.com or MedvedHistoryStore.com and look for the Medhead Plus membership. Okay, speaking about what is going on, we covered a little bit earlier this hour this scandal in California, in Spreckles, California, of a woman whose 12-year-old had her gender changed officially and her pronouns changed, and basically because she was indoctrinated in a so-called equality club. The teachers were running at her middle school, in lunch hour. And yes, she was indignant about it. But there's a sort of larger plan that seems to be at work here that was revealed by a New York University, a faculty member, this is NYU, a transgender New York University faculty member said in a recent video that trans activism is actually part of an overall effort to bring about a communist revolution. Now, what does trans activism have to do with communism? I mean, really? What does it have to do with communism? No, Lenin and Trotsky and Stalin and even Karl Marx himself, none of them were trans. And none of them really said much about gender fluidity. But this is what a video with Kay Gabriel, who was together with Jules Gleason and Ella O'Rourke. They were part of a series called Rabbles of the World, which features, and this is the way they describe it, quote, talks with radical thinkers and agitators who are pushing the boundaries of revolutionary queer praxis. And she basically says that the trans activism is part of a larger effort to bring about, quote, a communist revolution when we demand that society be arranged in certain ways. This is part of the project. Here is what Kay Gabriel had to say. Listen.
Why do we say that trans liberation calls for communist revolution?
Starting with a big one. Why does this immediately matter to trans people? Well, what do trans people in our particularity have to say or to offer that expands the universalism of a communist society, right? Which is to say, one that would be achieved in time through processes and events that we could call revolutionary, that we would have to call revolutionary because they would it require the abolition of society as it currently is. When we demand, like, society be rearranged in certain ways, this is a part of the project.
It's a big drama.
Okay, this is unbelievable. When you look her up, Kay Gabriel, who was the one who says this is part of the project, it's part of the effort to bring about a communist revolution, she is described as a poet and essayist who is a part-time faculty member at New York University's Gallatin School of Individualized Study. Now, I don't know if they charge like $70,000 a year for that, but this is NYU we're talking about. It's a very elite, specialized university. Gabriel co-edited We Want It All, an anthology of radical trans poetics, in 2020. It was nominated for a Publishing Triangle Award. I have no idea what that is. And do we have some of her poetry to provide people? Okay, it's coming up on the screen. Oh, here it is. This is called Like, Comma, Like, this poem. But this poem's got no parents. Snapped to life, ditched its Bildung, that means picture or frame in German, and flooded backwards over the border to Canada. It has no appetite, health, or grudges. No sour feelings keep it up at night. No autobiographical left to compose of glances, tresses. Snap decisions, remarkable and unremarkable men. Water slouching through a bathroom ceiling in a singular home. Candy, a class act when a landscape. Painter at pop punk court. I'll outlast both. And Dexedrine. And I'm not sorry. More like you discover melodrama in the windows of the technically not that rich. Wow. So that's exactly what you want your kids to learn from on the basis of communist revolution. Look, what is unbelievable to me is that any university would hire someone in 2021 or 2022 who is still advocating for a communist revolution. I mean, one of the things, imagine who would choose to take that class. Yeah, how does this help your education or prepare you for a better life? I mean, this is astonishing madness. We're going to be talking about a little bit about what's going on in North Korea. There's a piece today. They just executed 7 people, and public executions requiring audiences of school children to watch televised live broadcasts of the executions. You know what the people are being executed for? For watching videos of K-pop, of South Korean popular music, like Gangnam Style. Right? I don't like Gangnam Style. I really don't. But executing somebody for watching it. And apparently they've executed dozens of people. This is what they do. It is a capital crime. Now, this is the result of communist revolution. This is one of the few remaining openly communist regimes on planet Earth. And it is genocidal. Would people hire someone who was speaking up in behalf of Nazism today? And honestly, communism should have the same status in our educational system as Nazism does. Because everywhere it has been tried, it has led to the destruction of human rights. I mean, think about what it means to have a country today, and there's big research about it just coming out, where basically the only TVs that you can get in North Korea have one channel, right? Which is the government channel.
Whoops,
and
government
they I don't want them coming after me to execute. But again, or to make other people who are hearing about Gangnam Style on our show to be in danger of execution and death. I'll tell you what, when you talk about danger, there is a recent get-together by Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, and it turns out that they're best buddies. They talk about the epic brotherhood and cooperation between Russia and China. And what for? To go after the United States. This is serious stuff. We'll be speaking about that coming up with Ilan Berman, who's been a guest on our show, who's Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council and an expert on the Russian Federation, China, and the Middle East. All areas where the United States is facing real dangers. Fortunately, the Senate and the House actually have gotten together to try to do something about it. A little bit of good news on that front in the military budget, and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.